Despite the apparent bromance, Trump has been tough on Russia. We don't yet know why Donald Trump seems so fond of Vladimir Putin. Maybe we never will. But the expulsion from the U.S. of 60 Russian diplomats and the shuttering of the Russian consulate in Seattle reminds us that the media obsession with the Trump-Putin bromance hides the reality that U.S. government policy remains as tough on Russia as it was under President Obama and potentially would have been under Hillary Clinton. Consider Ukraine. In December, the Trump administration approved the export to Ukraine's military of lethal weapons, including American-made Javelin anti-tank missiles, to help Kiev shore up its defense of eastern Ukraine against separatists backed by Moscow. Under Obama, the U.S. provided Ukraine with only support equipment and training. Trump also pushed for the U.S. to sell more coal to energy-strapped Ukraine, a boon for coal miners who supported Trump's candidacy, and also for Ukraine, which is now less vulnerable to any winter cutoff of energy supplies. In Syria, U.S. troops are present as much to limit Russian and Iranian influence on the country's future as to fight the remnants of the Islamic State. When Trump criticized NATO allies for not spending enough on defense, he was accused of encouraging Russia to test alliance resolve. Yet now NATO allies have taken steps to pay more, and NATO looks stronger than before. Not the outcome Putin wanted. The ouster of diplomats offers another instructive comparison. In the wake of the 2016 election, Obama expelled 35 Russian diplomats and closed two diplomatic compounds, a symbolic move that did little to dissuade Moscow from continuing its election meddling across the West. Trump has definitively acknowledged that this meddling took place, but his administration, with a push from Congress, approved sanctions against 19 Russian individuals and 5 Russian organizations. Ironically, many of the individuals targeted were unearthed by the Robert Mueller investigation.